We've been reminded of Abraham a few times. And our brother mentioned Abraham had four altars. And I think when we look at these four altars, we could at least spend one evening, perhaps an entire day, on looking at these four altars. It's not my intention to do so, but just very briefly highlight a few things we can learn from these four altars. And our brother also mentioned the fact that we might eventually come to the point where we bring this burnt offering. And I think that is exactly what we find in these four altars. The first two of them we find in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, the last line of verse 7. And there he built an altar to Jehovah who had appeared him. He built an altar to this God of glory that had appeared him, as we were reminded of. That's all it says here. It doesn't say anything about animals, as we had with Noah. It doesn't say anything about what was brought. There was no sweet odor. There was an altar for the God, to the God that had appeared to him, to that God of glory. And he moved onward. And I would suggest that when we move onward and look at these four altars, we see growth. Not only growth, there is decline as well, and we will come to that. But there is something moving forward. To one verse down, we find the second altar. I'll read verse 8. And he removed thence toward the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, having Bethel towards the west and Ai toward the east. And there he built an altar to Jehovah and called on the name of Jehovah. He moved on from where he had been in the beginning to the next place, to a mountain. A mountain very often in scripture speaks of fellowship. And he finds himself between Bethel and Ai. Bethel, the house of God. Ai, heaps, ruins. And I would suggest that he left those ruins behind. He found himself in close proximity to God. There was something, some interaction between Abraham and God. We've seen the God of glory appearing to him. And then it says he called on the name of Jehovah. He spoke with God. And then we would say, this is a good thing. Abraham, you're in the right place. You're in the right conditions. Go on. But Abraham doesn't do that. He goes south. He goes downward. It says he moved onward in verse 9, going on still toward the south. He was in Bethel. He was in the house of God. And instead of staying there, he moved onward south. He was going down. There was this man coming down from Jericho, and we all know what happened to him. Going down in scripture very often is a bad thing. And Abraham had to learn this lesson. He went down. What happened? A famine. There was hunger. Why? Because he had left this place where he could call on the name of Jehovah. He'd moved on. You know, when you look around you in the world, people want you to move on in the world. But moving on in the world usually means going down into the southland, going down. Where did he end up? He ended up in Egypt. He probably got Hagar there. And a lot of misery came from that. But we'll leave that to one side. He went down into Egypt. Things went wrong. He went down into the world. A place we should not be occupied with. And in chapter 13, he returns. Chapter 13, verse 3. He went on his journeys. And then verse 4, to the place of the altar that he had made there the first. And again, there Abram called on the name of Jehovah. What a wonderful thing it is to know that when we have made a mistake and we put things right, we confess this, God doesn't say to us, you know, you've messed up. I do not want to speak with you anymore. I cannot use you anymore. Abraham puts things right and he can call on the name of Jehovah again. Very simple thought, but there is restoration. And the result of that, I would suggest, is altar number 4, verse 18. Abram moved his tents and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron. And he built there an altar to Jehovah. The third altar. Where is this? In Hebron. Hebron means communion, means fellowship. After he had realized his mistake, being in connection with the world, he returned, he confessed, he repented, called on the name of the Lord, the result, fellowship, communion with his Lord. But if we look at these first three altars, there is something missing. He built an altar. There is no mention of a sacrifice. And I would suggest these first three altars, we could connect them with remembrance. You know, it was something remarkable, memorable in Abram's life. Result, an altar. Something to thank God for. And probably there's something that is lacking with me. It's lacking with us. The Apostle Paul said, pray always, in everything give thanks. Not just in answered prayers, in everything. And we know when we need something, we know how to pray. Well, what about thanksgiving? Something we should be characterized by as well. Abraham had three moments where he had these moments of remembrance. There was progress. There was growth, spiritual growth in Abraham's life. And then we come to chapter 22, a very well-known chapter. The chapter where love is first mentioned. And in this chapter, in this very chapter, we find the fourth altar. Verse 9. Abram built the altar there on this mountain and piled the wood, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abram stretched out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. And then briefly to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17. By faith, Abraham, when tried, offered up Isaac. When we would look at the account in Genesis, we would say, well, he nearly offered him up. God says in Hebrews, he did offer him up. He sacrificed his son for me. And then when we move on, in Genesis 22, we see in verse 13, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Actually, you should read, offered it up for a burnt offering, and leave the last few words. When Abraham had offered up his son, sacrificed his son, as we read in Hebrews, and we apply this spiritually, when he had some understanding, we can never say the full understanding of who the Lord Jesus is, but when he had some understanding of who the Lord Jesus is and what he has done, then it says that he offered it up for a burnt offering. So very briefly, when we look at these four altars with Abraham, we see step by step growth in his faith. First, he leaves Ur of Chaldees, that which he was called out from. He leaves it behind, an altar. He moves onward, comes to the house of God, fellowship, an altar. He makes a mistake, returns to this place in Bethel, where the altar is mentioned again. Then he moves on. After the repentance, there is fellowship. And the result of that is that he, in the end, understands something of God's thoughts. And I think we can all understand the lesson for us in there. There should be this same pattern with us if we continue on our Christian pathway. There should be the same progress with us, leaving the world behind, being in fellowship with our Lord Jesus, with God the Father, which in the end will result in us offering up this burnt offering.